Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family, finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. And now, here's Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to this fabulous edition of Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary in for Maria, and Maria is flying in the air right now. So we wish her safe travels as she travels across the coast. We are in Florida, and she is heading to California. So it's been a really busy week here at Mom Talk Radio. We have a lot going on. We have a really interesting show. And before I get to our quick lineup of guests, I want to mention two sponsors. The first is Pre-Mama, which you all know at Mom Talk Radio, we love our Pre-Mama. It's the prenatal vitamin you can drink. It's a powder you mix into a favorite smoothie beverage of choice, non-carbonated, please. And it's got all the essential vitamins and nutrients that you and your baby need for a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby. But Pre-Mama has just introduced also a digestive aid, and that is packed full of probiotics and fiber, and it's in a little vanilla caramel chew, and it's getting great reviews. So check it out. Actually, Pre-Mama has just announced that they are now available on shelves at GNC and Vitamin Shop stores. So next time you are near one of those stores, please check in and ask for Pre-Mama. And if you want to find a store near you, please check out the store locator at drinkpremama.com. And then another quick item I wanted to let you all know about, which we're gearing up for at Mom Talk Radio, is National College Move-In Week. This is a pretty much 1 week of a few weeks where college students move in, but millions of students move into college within the next probably between the end of August and some after Labor Day, depending on where they are in the country. I know schools up north move back after Labor Day because they take the most advantage of those warm summer days. But National College Move-In Week, there are 20 million, estimated 20 million students going to college this fall. So that's a lot of kids and parents moving items, stressing out about what they're moving. And I wanted to quickly mention that At Home stores, that's athome.com, carries wonderful, really reasonably priced items that are perfect for college dorm spaces. And we just launched a really fun survey we did through our website to our terrific moms in our database. And we've got some really interesting information. And one of the funny things that we found in the survey was that kids who want to, the first priority items for them to take, of course, was their tech items, a tablet, of course, their phones, and a TV. That's the second on the list. And then the funny thing is that within all the items that they must take with them, it was a blankie or a childhood teddy bear, or one mom even said a hippo and a giraffe. These were items that these, young adults who are venturing off into their big transition and milestone into college, but they take a little item from home, their blankie. And one mom even had written in the survey that her son took his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pillow, which just cracked me up. So with high schoolers in my house and getting ready for this transition in a couple of years, I can tell you, it's going to be on, in my time soon enough to move my student to college, and it's a bittersweet moment. So, if you are one of those moms and or dads and looking to get some cool organization and storage items, actually, that was one of the top tips that moms said was the item that their college student needed in the dorm. Then check it out at home.com. They've got some really cute, like, fun colored baskets and underbed storage bins. Those are huge because those are, even in my house now, I love those because you can store so many items in there, including seasonal clothes, etc. So when we come back, we have a great show lineup. We're talking about a really broad, fun range of topics. We're talking about Dharma parenting. What is that? I don't know. We're going to find out. And our first guest is actually Dr. Lori Birdall. She's going to be talking about protecting our kids from becoming victims of violence and aggression. So important topic there. And we're also going to be talking about a divorced mom's guide to dating. That'll be interesting. So we've got a lot of other guests on the lineup. So stay with us. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back with our first guest, Dr. Lori Birdall. We'll be right back.
secret. Mom Talk Radio.
Our first guest on this wonderful edition of Mom Talk Radio is Dr. Lori Birdall. She is the co-author of Warning Signs, How to Protect Your Kids from Becoming Victims or Perpetrators of Violence and Aggression. And Dr. Birdall has, would like to talk to us about all the things that our kids are exposed to and how we can help them. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So you are you've published a lot of articles about this. So tell us a little bit about the book and what's in the book, and then what in terms of the content and how we can address this the violence in the media that our kids are exposed to all the time.
Sure. So Warning Signs is really a how-to guide for parents and different types of professionals who work with youth. About all the types of aggression and violence that kids face growing up today. Many of them are new, some of them are old. And then also the warning signs that can alert adults to the fact that their kids might be at risk of becoming a victim or perpetrator of these things, or actually are being affected already. And then, most importantly, practically, like, what to do,
right,
how to help,
right.
How to protect your kids and your family from all the different harms that are occurring today.
So that's two very different things, though, and the book covers both. In other words, being a victim or the perpetrator, those are obviously both extremes.
Yes, absolutely. And because, the risk factors for becoming victims and perpetrators, some of them are very similar, and then there are very, very big differences from things that happen in home lives to things that happen with peers and media, et cetera. But we wanted to cover both sides because, obviously parents want to protect their kids from becoming victims, but sometimes it can be hard to tell if their kid's on a bad trajectory, during their childhood, and they might end up, harming people. And so we wanted to cover both sides. And also, I think sometimes parents are really curious about what happened with a lot of the big perpetrators that are so infamous, Columbine shooters, Adam Lanza. We go into depth in analyzing his case. And so sometimes it's just kind of curiosity, like, oh, gee, could there have been things that would have been done to prevent, these events? And yes, absolutely. There were big warning signs, and there were things that people could have recognized and done something about.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, I was going to ask you if you actually had case studies from actual incidents.
We do, all throughout the book. And we even include our personal lives, some things our children went through growing up, and they're now adults, and our families. And then also from our clinics, so patients and clients, and from news stories. Because we thought it was important and interesting, to hook it to real-life incidences so people could understand the topic, better.
Right. So the website is called warningsignsforparents.com. Is the book, I'm sure it's not repeated on the website, but is the website offering information as well in terms of warning signs and tips?
Yeah, we have a very full page of parenting resources for all the types of violence and aggression that can affect kids with live links, so parents can find lots of good information there. We also offer about 100 pages of references for our work, which people can go to if they're interested in a particular topic and what the CDC has to say about that, or other organizational organizations that can provide more information. So that provides a big resource center for parents also.
That's great, because we can read all we want, and it sounds good, but we want to know then where do we go? Does it break it down into where to get help if we find our
topic.
Child is either a victim or a perpetrator?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. So you talk about obviously incidents within the United States, but then we're looking at terrorism on a global level. Is that something that you address in the book?
Yes, we do. It's something that our children worry about.
They're exposed to it all the time at this point.
Yeah. And right. And I think all of us do, yeah. But youth in particular are very vulnerable to these real life scary topics. Growing up in a world that was certainly different than when I was growing up, they can be exposed to real life, footage of events. And this can be overwhelming to their brains that are still developing until at least, mid-20s. It's really hard for kids to process this type of information and knowledge in a healthy way without help. And so how to handle the knowledge of terrorism by seeing it in the news or hearing about it is definitely covered in our books. We think it's very important. But also we talk about the origins of terrorism in terms of psychological things, like how do people get enraged enough and extreme enough in their beliefs to think it's okay to take innocent people's lives. And so we talk about kind of the origins of rage and hate and entitlement, aggrieved entitlement, things that lead to extremism that can lead people to actually become terrorists.
That's really interesting because I've had that discussion with my children. I have one that's a little bit younger, but the two older ones are definitely, they talk about it. They talk about it in school and, high school, they talk, of course, in some religion class my son had last year, they talked about it. And that's interesting because where does that come from? Where do people go, as I call it, I know it's probably not the right term to use for your sake, but off the radar, literally, they just get so filled with hatred and they turn to violence as a means to accomplish a goal. It's hard to explain that. Well, we've got to wrap. So thank you so much, Dr. Birdall, for joining us. And warningsignsforparents.com, and we can also find links to buy the book, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, and keep up the good work. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Megan Galco, our Spotlight on Moms. We'll be right back. This is my favorite segment. It's a Spotlight on Moms. And boy, do we have a mom, a super mom today. And we never use that term loosely. It's Megan Galco. She is the mother of 5 children from ages 4 to 12. A busy mom just with the children. But then she blogs at nepamom.com. That's N-E-P-A mom. And is the founder of Build Your Influence Summit, which is coming up very soon. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Megan.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You got a lot going on, girlfriend. So tell us about the Build Your Influence Summit.
Well, this is our second year. The Build Your Influence Summit is a one-day conference geared towards bloggers and small business owners that are looking to kind of improve their influence in the online world. And it's our second year, like I said. We started it last year. I have a co-founder. Her name is Jenna. And we started it last year, had our first conference, and our response to it was phenomenal. And we said, let's do it again. It was fun. So we're having our second one this year, September 24th. It's going to be in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, and Maria is actually our keynote speaker this year. So we're really excited to have her joining us and sharing her wisdom.
Yeah, that's awesome. She told us that recently, and there's a badge we're going to put up, so because she's very excited to be speaking. So it's in Valley Forge, and you have a promo code if anyone in our Mom Talk Radio audience wants to go, correct?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, which is buildyourinfluencesummit.com, and you register, use the promo code MOMTALKRADIO, all capitalized, you'll get 40% off your conference ticket. And that's good up until the day of the conference.
Oh, awesome. That's a great deal. So when you talk about, so it's not just for bloggers, it's also for small business owners, the topics?
Yes. Yes, it's also for small business owners because we found in talking to small business owners in our own community that a lot of times they don't know what to do with social media and how it could help them with their businesses. They're so used to kind of having that brick and mortar store. They're not using Facebook. They're not using Instagram to the best of their abilities for their business. So we like to include, we end up with a lot of bloggers, but we do have some of those small business owners that are coming in and saying, I don't know what to do with photography or Pinterest. And so they like to come in and learn that as well. And plus, I think a lot of the topics that appeal to bloggers, such as beating burnout and building your business and things like that, really work for small businesses as well.
So this is your second year, but what was the inspiration? I know you've been successfully blogging and it's a business for you for a long time. Was that kind of what made you think about this and spreading your message for other moms?
Absolutely. And it really came about, like I said, I have a co-founder. Her name is Jenna Urban. She's from my area as well. We both have, she's got three kids. I have five kids. And 2 years ago, we really wanted to attend a conference, but neither one of us was in the position to really travel because our children were still little. And we were really trying to find something on the East Coast that would work for us. And we were having trouble finding something that would work for our schedules. And we kind of said to each other, let's do one ourselves. Let's find, you know, a venue and invite people to come and talk and ask people to come and talk about topics that interest us. And it kind of just grew from there. And like I said, we had one last year, and the response to it was phenomenal. We purposely keep it small so that there's a lot of interaction between the speakers and the attendees. And, you know, we didn't want it to be that people went in and there was 300 other people and that they felt like they couldn't raise their hands and ask a question. So we keep it small, really interactive.
Right.
And we find that people really like that.
Some of these big conferences, one's going on this week, it's just too many people and you really don't have any kind of intimacy with it.
Right. And they have their place as well. I mean, a lot of people like the bigger conferences, but there are those people that are looking for that small and want to be able to raise their hand and say, wait a minute, can you please say that again or you know, help me with this part of it. And so we purposely keep it small.
Congratulations, Megan, on the second year. And I know we'll be gearing up for it as Maria gears up for her part as well. BuildYourInfluenceSummit.com. And if you use the promo code MomTalkRadio, all caps, you get 40% off the ticket price, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Great. And you also blog at NEPAMom.com and you tweet at NEPA_mom and BYISummit.com, right?
That is correct.
Oh, build your influence. Oh, I thought by it was the preposition.
Summit,
sorry.
Correct. Yeah. No, that's okay.
Awesome. Well, good luck. I hope your summer's going good with the kids. And I'm sure you've been busy.
It's busy, but fun and going way too quickly, as I'm sure everyone feels the same way. So
isn't that the truth?
Yes,
my kids start earlier, but I think up north you guys are starting after Labor Day. Yes,
we do start after Labor Day, and I actually homeschool, so our local school district starts the week before, but we wait until after Labor Day. I figure it's one of those perks of homeschooling. So
absolutely,
we'll start after Labor Day, and we need it. We need to kind of ease into it. So
yep, yeah, gotcha.
It's always fun.
Thank you so much, Megan, for joining us. Good luck with the summit. I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it's going to be really successful. So when we return, we're joined by Mei Vu. She is the author of The Divorce Mom's Guide to Dating, How to Be Loved, Adored, and Cherished.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
This is Marion from Maria. I'm pleased to welcome on this segment of Mom Talk Radio, Mei Vu. She is showing hardworking divorce moms how to have a great romance where they're loved, adored, and cherished. And that is actually the title of her book, The Divorce Mom's Guide to Dating, How to Be Loved, Adored, and Cherished. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Mei.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
I was just distracted by after the title. It says, you call this hot life, hot love. Explain that.
That name gets me in so much trouble because when people hear that, they think it's hot something else, you know. And and in order to get to that hot something else, you've got to have a hot life with hot love. And so what that means is, you know, if your life is not hot, if you're not on purpose, and if you're not satisfied with your life, you can't get... For us moms anyway, we can't get to love and romance if our life is not in order. And then when our life is in order, but we don't have the love of our life, you know, in our life, then we're not satisfied. So it's not hot. So we just have a hardworking life rather than a hot life. So that's what I want for all of us women is we want to have a hot life with hot love so that we can rock it in this world, raise healthy children, and have a wonderful journey.
That's great. So for divorced women, obviously, that's what this is, divorced moms, it's a real balance with the kids, right? And does that get addressed in the book or the kid, the
Absolutely.
Kids part of it?
Yeah, most divorced moms who are dating again tend to either not date because they put their kids first, or when
right.
they try to date, they feel so guilty for going on a date and leave their kids behind with someone else. And they think that, oh my gosh, that, you know, 2 hours that they're out will do damage to their kids or something. But it actually makes, will fill them up with love, with joy, if they know how to date correctly. And if the date goes well, then they come back and they have more to give. And that's the whole point of this, is it's not about dating and getting online and working really hard at this. God knows we work so hard in our everyday life already. We don't need to work hard at dating too. But really, how do we open ourselves up so that we are loved, adored, and cherished, so that we meet people that we feel love, that we adore them, and we cherish them? So it's a two-way street also. And when we have that, every part of our life improves, and it feeds us so that we can be better moms and better lovers and better worker in the world.
And it's interesting that you say, you know, we do feel guilty and put our kids first. And you mentioned three mistakes that wreck the results we're working for. Is that one of them?
That one's the subcategory of item number one, which is we take on the responsibility to be everything for everybody. We work way too hard and we put ourselves last, and we feel super responsible in our life. And so the subcategories, then we feel guilty for our kids, you know, that were divorced. And that's item number two, which is we are run by this sense of guilt and fear that we're not good enough. So the first one is we do everything and take on that responsibility. And then the second one is we're run by guilt and fear that we're not good enough. And then the third one is we then walk on eggshells, tiptoeing around everything, trying to please everybody, yet no one is happy. So those three things together, it drives us insane and it sinks us.
Perfect. That sounds just like any mom, whether you're divorced or not, but then the divorce makes you even feel more guilty. So what else is in the book?
If I may divert for a little bit, this book, even though it's titled for divorced moms, it actually fits for any mom, any woman really, because I think the married mom has an extra pain, which is a lot of times married moms are suffering silently in their relationship. They're not getting the love and support that they want, but they can't even say anything because they're married. What's wrong? You know, life should be
right.
great. And we're so
Good
busy
point.
Putting on a front that life is great. So my next book actually is directly to the married mom, you know, how to be loved, adored, and cherished, so that they can turn their marriage into a much more passionate relationship that they long for.
That's fantastic. I was just going to say, I don't know that. Yeah, of course, divorce is a defining moment in any family life. Mm-hmm. But it could, you know, you said, like you said, if you're suffering, a woman is suffering in an unhappy marriage, that's also affecting the family life, obviously, and
it's
the kids
huge.
And everybody's
yeah.
overall happiness. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful topic.
The divorced mom has this label of being divorced, so she has that shame. And then the married mom has this overwhelming responsibility of being married and have to keep up the good image, you know, to her
Pretense,
children, to
right.
her husband. Oh my God, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, no doubt. So you are actually the first certified Asian female co-active coach in the world. That's quite a title.
I am. I'm very proud of that title, actually, because I came, I saw, and I conquered. 20 years ago, I came to the first class of coach training in California. That was when coaching was coming on board. And this is the most prestigious school on the planet. And I loved it. And I became their trainer. I became, you know, I just got certified as fast as I could. And I have devoted my life to become the best coach possible for moms out there, because I just love the ability to make a difference in women's life.
Is this book recently released?
Yeah, just in March, actually.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And where can our listeners find it?
It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So just put in the title, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, and it will pop right up.
Great. And it's May Vu, V-U is the last name. And your website is mayvucoach.com. And I'm hoping that we can find information that you just mentioned, like all of your tips and your motivational strategies.
I actually have my signature concept in there. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about that, but it's a very unique way of looking at this. And every woman that have read my book had come back eyes wide open and said, oh, my God, you've explained it so clearly.
I get it now. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. We don't have time in this segment, but we'd love to have you back. So let's schedule it. And that's Maivu, M-A-I-V-U, coach.com in the book, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, How to Be Loved, Adored, and Cherished. And it's good for any mom, divorced or not. So thanks, May, for joining us on Mom Talk Radio, and good luck. And when we come back, we're joined by Dr. Keith Wallace. He is a pioneering researcher on the physiology of consciousness. We'll be talking about Dharma parenting and what that is.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
I'm joined by Dr. Keith Wallace. He is a pioneering researcher on the physiology of consciousness and, more importantly, the co-author of Dharma Parenting. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Wallace.
Hi, very nice to be here.
Thank you. So what is Dharma Parenting?
Dharma Parenting combines modern science. Both authors, Dr. Fred Travis and myself, were both neurophysiologists. And we know quite a bit about the development of children, all the stages of brain development. So we include that knowledge. But more importantly, we combine it with some ancient Vedic knowledge. And this is knowledge from one of the oldest traditions of natural health in the world called Ayurveda. And they have in this system a very unique way of characterizing individuals into types, which we call brain-body types. So this book is very much focused on giving mom practical tools to help them understand who they are, who their child is, and how they can work together in the best possible way.
Interesting. So what age are we looking at reading this book? Because if I have a 9, 14, and 16-year-old, is it too late for me?
Nope, it goes from 0 to 25. It turns out that even only at the age of 25 do all the connections get made in the brain.
Right. So somebody
earlier guest said that.
Like, it's true. Your brain isn't just developed at all. I mean, you just really don't reach maturity really until your mid 20s, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why teenagers make the decisions they do. They don't have the frontal parts of their brain online. And so they're just not capable of making the right decisions. And they might look like they're adults. They might act like they're adults. But their brain is not actually functioning like one. So it's good to know.
Interesting, too, that our society sets them up as adults at 18. You know, and then and of course, college is one thing. But if you don't go to college and you have to do, rent your apartment and get a job and buy a house or rent or lease a car. I mean, there's a lot of things that 18 to 25-year-olds do that really are big decisions for them.
I know. I mean, you think about it. In high school, you're watching them. You know, you're giving them curfews. I've got 4 kids and 6 grandchildren, so I'm really familiar with this.
Right.
And then suddenly you send them off to college, and it's like taking them out in a boat in the middle of the ocean to say, swim. You know, you...
Right.
Encourage them to go stay up as late as they want, party as much as they want.
Eat what they want.
Kind of crazy in a way. Yeah, exactly. So, the contract doesn't end. I mean, it still goes on. You still got to take care of them when they get in trouble.
Right. So let's jump back to your book. So Dharma Parenting, it's the brain-body type. And what are the different brain-body types? Is there basically, three or four?
Yeah, there's 3 main ones. There's
3,
one
okay.
Which in the kind of this tradition, they call it a Vata brain body type. And it's the child who's super creative, very sensitive, the artist, the one that's moving around quickly, learning quickly. That's one type. And that type is sensitive, so you have to be careful. You have to, getting to bed is a real challenge. You have to have a really good routine for them. The Pitta type is a little more fiery. They are the athletes. They're very competitive. They always want the last word, very strong-willed. And for them, you've got to make sure they eat on time. It's so critical. If they don't eat on time, they can get angry. They can lose their temper. And also, you got to keep them out of the heat and keep them well hydrated. And finally, the Kapha type is the kind of more easygoing, a little slower what they do. You know, it's the morning. You got to kind of take an extra 10, 5 minutes to get them up and make sure they eat. Every time they make a decision, they have to think about it. They're a little slower at learning, but they remember things very well. And for them, you always got to keep them stimulated. Give them lots of exercise and just make their life such that they don't get stuck and they keep moving. So those are the three types, and you can have all kinds of combinations between those three types.
Yeah, that's what actually my next question was. Is they can't be that hard and fast. There have to be some gray areas.
And,
yes.
And if on our website, it's called dharmaparenting.com, there's a quiz for the parent and for the child, and it's divided into three different sections. So even though you get one overall type, you look at their physical characteristics, mind and emotions, lifestyle and digestion, and you can actually have variations of the type. So it really gets very precise recommendations, very precise considerations about the individual. And if you take the quiz, you get a free 4-page PDF report, which gives you all the details. And this is a great introduction to the book, because the book just expands on this and really goes through all the details. What if you got a pit of mom and a bot of kid? How do you handle that?
Right.
And it's important to know ahead of time.
I was actually thinking that the other day as I watched my three children, who are three very different children, as you know, with four and six grandchildren. My personality makes such a difference to how I parent each one of them. But I'm hoping it's how it's working anyway. But, I mean, each one is just so different, and I can't treat one like I do the other.
I know. I mean, I had two boys and two girls. And the two boys, I mean, one of them ate so fast, you know, it was hardly a moment where you could have them sit down. The other, you know, is still eating while everybody's finished. And they're just so different in their styles. But once you appreciate that this is something, there is some really good research which shows that these brain body types, there's actually been genetic research showing that you can find that certain genes are turned on and off in each of these types. So there's a strong scientific basis to this ancient knowledge, and it really makes sense. And then you kind of get it. Oh, this one's different. I can't impose what I am on them. I got to be more empathetic and see who they are.
Right. Interesting. So where can our listeners find the book?
The book is now on Amazon and probably in every bookstore. It's Penguin Random House. So it is everywhere. It's number one new release in Ayurveda on Amazon right now.
Oh, excellent.
And the website is just dharmaparenting.com. There's a quiz and all kinds of articles and things on there.
Wonderful. And that's dharmaparenting.com. Congratulations, Dr. Wallace, and best of luck. I'll be looking for the next book. It sounds like it's a really interesting topic. And next, we're going to dig back through the archives and find one of our favorite segments on Mom Talk Radio. Stay with us. On this segment of Mom Talk Radio, to end the show today, we are welcoming Dr. Gail Saltz, who is a wife and mother of three daughters herself and is also a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital. But she's going to be giving us tips and strategies today as part of Tylenol's How We Family program. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Saltz.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. So you've been in practice for over 20 years, and you've worked with families and probably seen all kinds of shapes and sizes and could write a book on it, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the program, the How We Family program.
Yeah, so the survey, Tylenol gathered 1,700 families and looked at a great diverse range of kinds of families, and really talked to them, or essentially questioned them, about how they viewed themselves and how that differed from how families viewed themselves in the 1950s and 60s. And it was really remarkable that families today, which are much more diverse than ever, see themselves nonetheless as a very traditional family, and that they like their families, they feel proud of their families, and as a matter of fact, and you know, this isn't surprising given the fact that these families are very diverse and feel this way, things that were most important to families today, which is different from the 50s and 60s, is that teaching acceptance and diversity was very, very high up on the list of, mm-hmm. of values that mattered to families to be teaching them about, to be talking to their kids about. And, of course, communication had risen to be one of the, you know, almost important things to be talking with your kids about.
Right. So this was a study of families. Was it across the U.S.? Was it specific and into
yes.
a region?
So it was across
okay.
the U.S. These were families of different sex parents, same sex parents, single sex, single parents, step families, really sort of every constellation, which, you know, today is, of course, much more prevalent than it used to be.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're sort of wondering, you know, are families struggling a lot with those different kinds of identities? Do they feel not included in the label of traditional? Do they feel, you know, that there is discomfort in being a diverse family? And it was, you know, it was surprising how many families really don't feel that way, quite honestly,
right,
that
right.
they do feel very comfortable.
And you had said at the start of the segment that, you know, defining or what is defined as traditional. And in my opinion, I think that definition, just by what you're saying, is definitely changing. There's a whole sea change.
Clearly it has changed. I would
yeah.
say, you know, as a mental health professional, for the better, because your family
right.
identity is something that really matters in terms of happiness, in terms of having
right.
relationships and being included in community. So to feel accepted and to feel that you are a traditional family and you like your family, that helps every family member.
Right. So, and it's just such a sense of permanence for kids to have that, as you said, that family
yeah,
identity.
So. I mean, the survey also looked at that. It looked at keeping traditions, which was very, very important to today's families,
mm-hmm.
Passing on old ones, creating new ones for the family, and that sense of family identity, which is really what you're talking about,
right.
for children is hugely important. Like, I belong here, and I like our family,
mm-hmm.
and this is who we are, and these are the traditions we do, and this is how we play together. Those kinds of things really matter to kids as they grow up.
So the website is howwefamily.com, and this, again, it's a Tylenol study, you said, interviews, correct?
Exactly, survey,
okay.
large survey.
So we only have about a minute left.
Yeah.
What will we find at howwefamily.com?
Well, a whole host of videos and more information, more of a breakdown about specifics. That families, you know, everything from, you know, how they felt about honesty, you know, what kinds of things families like to do together,
right.
the importance of saying I love you, lots of different specifics about families, but also testimonials from families about, you know, how they are dealing with challenges that come, how they feel about their families, certain celebrities who step forward to support the idea that diverse families, you know, need to feel accepted and need to feel supported. So all of that is there.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And again, it's hashtag HowieFamily, and we'll post that on Mom Talk Radio next week and on the Facebook page as well. And again, it's HowieFamily.com. And thank you so much, Dr. Saltz, for joining us. And that is the last segment for this fantastic show. I want to thank all our guests for joining us and all everyone out there who is listening. Be sure to check out momtalkradio.com for this show and past shows that are archived, as well, again, as the Facebook page. You'll find the links to all of our guest sites that we mentioned, as well as other updates from Maria and the Mom Talk Radio crew. And have a great week, everyone.